Hurricane Matthew is projected to roar over just the western edge of Haiti, but the impoverished country will be on the storm's right side, where the most powerful winds are. That means the rest of Haiti could also be badly damaged. Serge Klong is an anchorman for Haiti's Metro News in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
The country is quite aware that we're going to be hit bad, maybe worse. The level of the sea may rise between 3 and 10 feet, and cities like Okai will be completely flooded.
In South Florida, Haitian Americans have already started coordinating relief efforts. Community leaders like Sandy Dorsonville are working with the Man Dodo Humanitarian Foundation to collect aid in Miami Gardens.
We don't want to wait until the hurricane actually hits land before we start putting an action plan into place. So we've basically pulled together about 20 or 30 Haitian American organizations to just pull everyone's resources together.
Haiti is still recovering from a catastrophic 2010 earthquake as well as a cholera epidemic, and it's supposed to hold a presidential election this Sunday. But political observers like Klong say the hurricane damage may well force the government to postpone it. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.